After the requested meeting delays by Speaker Tim Miley, the House Judiciary Committee looked over Senate Bill 461, which would create the Future Fund. No major changes were suggested by the committee. While none of the delegates opposed the idea of setting aside extra money from severance tax from natural resources for the sake of future projects, there were concerns the language of the bill would allow future legislatures to change the code and use the money for other purposes. A proposed constitutional amendment from the Senate would alleviate these fears if passed by the public. It would clearly dictate that the money could not be used other than for its intended purpose. Delegate Isaac Spinagle spoke in favor of the bill, claiming it was good policy.
In 2014-2015, we'll bring in about $350,000 off this. The year after, be $15.5 million. The year after, a little over $18.5 million, and $13 million, almost $14 million, and then almost $12 million. And that's excluding any interest. So we're not talking about large sums of money, but I do think it's a good policy to set aside sort of, I kind of view it as a retirement account, set a little bit aside and save it for these projects that we know we're going to have coming up with our roads, our bridges, numerous items throughout the state.
Delegate Justin Markham added that this was a chance for West Virginia to take care of itself in a way it did not in the past.
As a delegate from the coal fields, I think we missed, some of our legislatures from the past have missed a prime opportunity to do this same thing with the coal severance tax. So I would urge your support for this bill. It's a great way to help our entire state. Being from a coal-producing area, it's a great way for me to go home and tell my constituents that in 2020, we got ways to bring money back to southern West Virginia.
The bill was approved unanimously and sent on to its next reference in finance. Another Senate bill approved for a second reference was 391, providing a salary increase for teachers and school service personnel. The House Education Committee took the bill up and proposed three amendments, each increasing the raise. The first two amendments increased the raise by $1,000 and then $1,500 across the board. Committee Chair Mary Poling says that the third amendment proposed by Delegate David Walker would increase the total raise to $6,000 in 3 years. The first year would be by $1,000, the second by $2,000, and the third by $3,000.
That amendment was discussed at length. I actually had Delegate Perry to chair and oppose the amendment, but it passed on a very strong voice vote. We then passed the bill out with that amendment in it.
Delegate Poling says while there is no debate over the figure, there is little debate over the need for a salary increase.
There aren't enough teachers available. So this was an idea that by giving the $1,000, it would bump the starting salaries up so that it would be easier to recruit new teachers.
The bill will now move on to the House Finance Committee. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.